the people of Islam. They make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah for forgiveness for our mistakes. Wa ilayhi al-masir. And they establish that to him is the end, the return, and the day of judgment. Yawm al-Qiyamah. The day of resurrection. So the virtue of the people of Islam is that we believe in all of this. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And that's why we have made you the most virtuous, balanced, just, the best nation. Because we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to believe in. And as we know, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the highest level of this is the Tawheed. And that is La ilaha illallah. This is the highest level of Iman. Like is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, Al-Iman bid'u wa sab'una wa fi riwaya wa sittuna shu'ba. A'laha La ilaha illallah. Wa adnaha imatatun adha anit tariq. والحياه شعبه من الايمان. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith that iman is of 60 or 70 odd branches. In another narration, the highest level of iman is la ilaha illallah, a tawheed. None deserves to be worshipped in reality except Allah. This is the highest level of iman. This is the highest level of belief. Which is why Allah sent all of the messengers with this. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. And we have sent to every nation a messenger telling them to worship Allah alone and stay away from false deities. This is the da'wah of the Anbiya. This is the call of all of the prophets, alayhi salatu salam. And from the virtue of this ummah of Muhammad, this Muslim, the virtue of the Muslims is that they have iman in this. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, and also from the lowest part of iman, the lowest part of iman is moving the harmful things from the path. Now the meaning of this is, moving those harmful things physically, picking it up, if it's in the way of your brother, picking it up and moving it. But also there's another meaning. Because we know the path is a literal meaning. And the path is an allegorical or metaphorical meaning. Literal meaning is the path that you walk in the streets. The other meaning is the straight path, regards to the way you're going to go about your life. The lowest part of iman is taking away those obstructions in the way and that path. That path that you want to take to paradise. And the scholars of Islam, the people of ilm, they move away the deviance that's in the path. They move away, take away the obstructions in seeking knowledge by refuting the people of innovation. By saying that this is not correct, this is the wrong way, this is the right way, go that way, stay away from that way. This is the lowest part of iman. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, وَالْحَيَا شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And having shyness. And the most important type of shyness is having shyness in front of your Lord, akhi, in order not to disobey him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is part of iman. So the Ahl al-Islam, the people of Islam, the Muslims, they have a virtue. They are the best religion. Why? From those reasons, it's because they have iman in Allah and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought. The second reason, from the reasons that this ummah of Muhammad, this, the Islam, the religion of Islam, is from the virtues and has been told and it's mentioned that they're the best religion is because they command the good and they forbid the evil. Is that they command the good and they forbid the evil. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you, the Ummah of Hud, Muslims, are the best people to come out of the people of mankind. You command the good, and you forbid the evil, and you have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people of Al-Islam, they have this virtue because they command the good. They have this virtue because they command the good. And the good is everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. The ma'ruf. As the ulama have explained, ma'ruf is everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. They call to this. And they prohibit and warn against munkar, evil. And the definition of this evil is everything that Allah hates. They warn against it. This is the virtue of us, ikhwan, of Muslims. This is why we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance to Islam. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And that's the reason I've made you. And for that reason I've made you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the most virtuous, balanced, the best nation. And as we know, the people from before, the other religions, they were cursed. They went astray because they didn't do this. They didn't command the good. And they didn't forbid the evil. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودِ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمِ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ فَعَلُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that those who disbelieve from the people of Israel, i.e. the Jews, they were cursed. They were cursed upon the tongues of Dawood. They were cursed upon the tongue of Isa ibn Maryam because of the transgression and the evil that they done. They never used to warn against evil. Rather, they done it. This is from the traits of the people, the religions from before. They didn't command the good, and they didn't forbid the evil. Rather, they fell into the evil. So we as Muslims have been blessed that from the virtues of this religion is that we command the good and forbid the evil. The third virtue, showing why this is the best religion, Islam, is that we, the Muslims, are the most beneficial to the people. The Muslims are the most beneficial to mankind. Why? Because the Muslims, they command the good, and they should command the evil, forbid the evil. They command the good, command people to worship Allah alone, and forbid them from falling into shirk, worshipping other than Allah. They command the people to follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they warn the people from falling into innovations. They command the people to be truthful, speak the truth. And they prohibit the people and forbid the people from telling lies. They command the people to be just. They prohibit the people for being unjust. As we find in the narration by Rabi' ibn Amir rahimahullah ta'ala, when he went to Rustum. And Rustum was the leader of the Persians. Rabi' rahimahullah ta'ala, he went to him to give him da'wah. When he came to Rustum, Rustum said, مَا جَاءَ بِكُمْ. What has made you come? Why have you come here? And then Rabi' said,
Allah ibta'athana. Allah has sent us. Wallahi ma ja'a bina illa linukhrija man sha'a min ibadati al-makhluq ila ibadati al-khaliq. Aw min ibadati al-ibad ila ibadati rabbul ibad. And he answered him when he asked him, why have you come? He said, wallahi, by Allah.